ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin Daf Pei Hei. The Gemara starts at the end of Pei Daled Umd Beis. The Gemara is discussing the Mishnah in Shabbos, which says, Machat Shel Yad, little boy's hakoitz. And the Gemara asks that how is a person allowed to take out a koitz, a thorn, from his hand on Shabbos? Leichu Shdil Mechovil. You should be choishish that maybe he's going to make a chavola. And the Gemara is Shakavitaria that we could be matir for two reasons. Either because he's a mekalkel, and mekalkel b'chabur is potter. And even if we hold mekalkel b'chabur is chayev, which is Shittas Reb Shimon himself is the one who holds melacha shein etzricha legufa is potter. Therefore, even according to Reb Shimon, who holds mekalkel b'chabur is chayev, but he could still take out the koitz on Shabbos, because melacha shein etzricha legufa is potter. Tosfos, in the Ramaschim Man Shamisle, is Mayuch from Rashi in Shabbos Kuvov, to explain that be'emes we don't find anywhere a clear machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda in this halacha of mekalke b'chabura, that mekalke b'chabura is chayev u'potter. Rashi explains that the yiseida machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda if mekalke b'chabura is chayev u'potter, we learn from the machlokes which they have in the halacha of melacha she'ina tzricha legufa. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos says that according to Rashi it should come out that the Gemara in Shabbos Kuvov, that Reb Avohu over there in Shabbos says, Kol ha-mekalkelim peturim chutz mechoyvel umavi, and Reb Yochanan told Reb Avohu that poik toni libero choyvel umavi eino mishnah. That means that Reb Avohu says that all the mekalkelim are potter on Shabbos, besides mekalkel b'chabura and mekalkel b'havora, these mekalkelim are chayv on Shabbos. And Reb Yochanan told Reb Avohu that poik toni libero, this is not the din, choyvel umavi eino mishnah. And the only way you can be chayv on Shabbos and chayv l'mavi is only by tzorich lekalboy or tzorich l'afri. Only if you need the blood for the kelev or tzorich l'afri. Says Tosfos, according to Rashi, it comes out that the machlokes between Reb Avohu and Reb Yochanan is the same machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. And Reb Avohu, who holds that mekalke b'chabur is chayev, is shittas Reb Shimon. And Reb Yochanan disagrees and holds mekalke b'chabur is potter, is shittas Reb Yehuda. And it's very tame as a Tosfos, though tame. Tosfos therefore explains that the machlokes Reb Avohu and Reb Yochanan is a libid Reb Shimon. They, according to Reb Shimon, they have a machlokes, even though Reb Shimon holds mekalke b'chabur is chayev. So there's a machlokes between Reb Avohu and Reb Yochanan. Reb Avohu holds that every mekalke is chayev, even if there's no tikkun whatsoever. And Reb Yochanan disagrees and holds that even according to Reb Shimon, that mekalke b'chabur is chayev, but a tikkun ktsas, a bit of a tikkun you do need to have. Even though this tikkun is not enough to be chayev according to Reb Yehuda, but Reb Shimon holds you need to have a tikkun ktsas. Ramban in Shabbos Daf Kuv Vav explains the machlokes of Reb Avohu and Reb Yochanan similarly like Tosfos, but in a different oifen, in a different way. He explains that the machlokes of Reb Avohu and Reb Yochanan is also, like Tosfos explains, a libid Reb Shimon, according to Shittas Reb Shimon, who holds the mekalke b'chabura is chayev. But the Reb Avohu's shitta is that since we find that Reb Shimon holds mekalke b'chabura is chayev, the reason is because the melocha of chuyvel, the melocha of chabura, does not need meleches machsheves. And therefore, you chayev even if you're mekalke. Even though mekalkel normally by every melocha is potter because it's chosar, it's missing in the chashivas of the melocha, and you don't have a melocha or meleches machsheves, but chabura and mavi, Reb Shimon holds, we do not need meleches machsheves, and therefore mekalkel b'chabura is going to be potter. It's going to be chayiv. Mekalkel b'chabura and mekalkel b'avor is chayiv according to Reb Shimon. Says the Ramban that Reb Avohu's shita is that since Reb Shimon holds that b'chabura we do not need meleches machsheves, Hu adin, the same halacha is that we do not need the klal of melacha she'ina tzrich legufo. That means that even though Reb Shimon holds everywhere, melacha she'ina tzrich legufo is potter, but by mekalkel b'chabura, there in the melacha of chabura, even though he's a mekalkel and it's also a melacha she'ina tzrich legufo, Reb Shimon holds he's still going to be chayiv because there's no din meleches machsheves by the melacha of chabura. And the reason why melacha she'ina tzrich legufo is potter by all melachas is also because of meleches machsheves. Therefore, since Chabur does not have the tenai of Meleches Machsheves, Reb Shimon holds that Chabur is going to be chayiv even on Melochah She'ina Tzricha Legufa. And on that is Machlikas between Reb Yechon and Reb Avo. Reb Yechon disagrees with Reb Avo, and Reb Yechon holds that even though Reb Shimon patters Chabur, Reb Shimon is mechayiv b'chabur mekalkel, and he holds mekalkel b'chabur is chayiv, and you don't not even know always mekalkel is potter, but still we hold that melacha she'ina tzrich legufo is going to be potter on the melacha of chabur, and therefore you need to have a tzorich lekalbi and tzorich leafri to make sure it shouldn't be a melacha she'ina tzrich legufo. And that is, you say the machlikas of Ravor and Ebirchnen, bedas, and calling to the shitta of Reb Shimon, by mekalkel b'chabur chayiv, what does Reb Shimon hold by melacha she'ina tzrich legufo? Says the Ramban, the Al Gemara, which says that even according to Reb Shimon was mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv, he still holds that melacha she'ina tzrich legufo is potter, is only according to Shittas Reb Yechanan. But Reb Avohu holds not like this. Reb Avohu holds that since mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv, melacha she'ina tzrich legufo is also chayiv. And Al Gemara is mefurish faket. The Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv, and the same and melacha she'ina tzrich legufo is potter. And according to Reb Avohu, since mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv, melacha she'ina tzrich legufo is also chayiv. Says the Ramban, we have to say that this Gemara is only going b'shitas Reb Yechanan, but according to Reb Avohu, does not the halacha is according to Reb Shimon, he's going to be chayiv even on melacha she'ina tzrich legufo. Ramban over there suggests different etzes to go and be miyashiv shitas Reb Avohu over here in our Gemara. This one the Ramban says that our Gemara is only like Reb Yechanan. Toitzvus in Baba Kamen, Daf Lamed Aldom Beis, also wants to say this, so in one of the Terutzim, that Al Gemara only goes like Shittas Reb Yechanan and does not go Shittas Reb Avohu. Now it's Mavur in the Gemara over here by us that this halacha of Machas Shelia Dittel Bois HaKoitz, there's two ways to go and be mad to him to take out the Koitz and Shabbos. Either because Mekalka B'chabur is Potter, or because Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Potter. The Rishonim ask that the Chayyah, there's another reason why we can go and pat this person, and we'll go and be matin, that this person is allowed to go and take out the coats on Shabbos. Because we know there's machlekes of Shimon and Reb Yehuda b'chol ha-Torah kula. Everywhere, in many cases in the Torah, we have a machlekes of what is the halacha of dovor she'eino miskaven. If a person did not have kavona to do the avera, is it a maisa hamuta, and it's muta even to do it, even though the avera is going to happen, as long as it's not a psikresha? Is dovah she'in mischavin muta or dovah she'in mischavin osa? We find these machlokes in Kelaim, by the Isser of Kelaim in Perek Tes Mishnahei, in the Sugya in Yuma Daf Lamed Daled, by the Isser of Ktzitzas Beharis, to take off the Beharis on Metzuria. And in many other places we have a machlokes, and this machlokes is machlokes of Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon holds that dovah she'in mischavin is muta, and Reb Yehuda holds dovah she'in mischavin is osa. So ask the Rishonim, according to Shittas Reb Shimon who holds that dovah she'in mischavin is muta, why could we not be matted the person to take out the koitz on Shabbos? Because even if he's going to make himself a chabura and a bit of blood is going to come out, which is a chabura on Shabbos, but it's a dovah she'in miskaven, and dovah she'in miskaven is muta b'chol ha'teir kula. And even though Reb Shimon agrees that by psikresha, when the pu'ula, when the dam will come out, will definitely come out, then Reb Shimon agrees that we do not say dovah she'in miskaven is muta, like the Gemara says in Ksubas Davov. But over here, the Gemara only says that dil mechovil. The Gemara does not say that it's a vadai psikresha. It's not definite that when a person takes out his coats, he's going to make himself a chavala. Therefore, the Gemara over here, why can we not patter the person because dovah she'in miskaven? Now, the Sefer Binyan Shloime over here in Sanhedrin is moisif that the Gemara before, when the Gemara says that Rav did not let his son take out the coats, and the Gemara asks on Rav from Machat Sheliad, little boy's coats, that why over there on Shabbos are we allowed to take our coats? On Rav himself, we cannot ask that we should be mutter to do it because Dov Shein Miskaven. Because Rav himself holds in Shabbos that Mem Aleph from its base, like Shittas Reb Yehuda, who holds that Dov Shein Miskaven B'chol HaTorah Kulo is Osa. Therefore, Rav himself cannot be matter because of Dov Shein Miskaven. The Rishonim mean to ask on the Gemara later on, when the Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, who Reb Shimon knows mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv, why does Reb Shimon be matir a person to take out koitz on Shabbos? And the Gemara comes and says the reason is because melacha she'inin tzricha legufa. On that, the Rishonim ask, why could we not be matir for davar she'inin miskaven? Because Reb Shimon himself is the one who holds that davar she'inin miskaven is osa. Tosfos over here in the Maschil Reb Shimon originally wants to say that the, even though we find this heter of davar she'inin miskaven, but in the case of shigiyah skila, in the case where the issa it has a chaimer of skila of misa or shigiyah chenek, there we would not say that davar she'inin miskaven is muter. That's why our Gemara over here, we are not matir the son to take out the koitz, because shigiyah chenek we do not have the heter of davar she'inin miskaven. Says Tosfos, even though we find many places in Shas that davar she'inin miskaven is muter even on Shabbos, and Shabbos is a shigiyah skila, explains Tosfos that every place we can go and be masbir and we can explain that the issa is not issa d'oraisa, because anyway it's a melacha she'ina tzricha legufa, or other reasons, klachayad, or other reasons why the melacha is not going to be a melacha d'oraisa, and therefore we can be matir davar she'ina miskaven even on Shabbos, even though it's a shigigas issa which has a chayma of skila. But normally, if it would be a shigigas issa of skila, which would be a issa d'oraisa, will not be matir a davar she'ina miskaven. And that's the pshat in our Gemara of shigiyas chenek, why a son is not allowed to take our coats because it's a davar she'inin miskaven, is not going to be mad to him because we do not have the klal of davar she'inin miskaven muter in the case of shigiyas chenek. The Chiddush HaRan brings this down from Tosfos and explains that this is be'emes the difference between the son taking out the coats or someone else taking out the coats. Because someone else takes out the thorn from his father, from the father, and he has not got issa of shigiyas chenek, he is only a lav of lo yosef of chavola to be to go and be make a chavola in someone else, and does not have the stringency of chabura in a father. Therefore, it's only a shigiyas lav we can be mati because davar she'inin miskaven. Mashenkin a son, whereas a son to take out a thorn from his father has a chimer of chenek. And the Shigigas Chenek, we do not have the klal of davar she'inin miskaven, and therefore Rav did not let his son take out the koitz for Dil Mechovil, because maybe he'll make a chavola in his father. The Rebbe Kveger explains over here that really the Gemara by Rav is not enough to go and say the reason why Rav did not allow his son to take out the koitz, but he did allow someone else to take out the koitz, because davar she'inin miskaven works by a Shigigas Lav, but does not work by a Shigigas Misa. Because Rav himself holds like a Behuda that davar she'inin miskaven b'chol ha'tayah kulo is asa. Therefore, Rav must be the reason why Rav holds that someone else could take out the koitz is not because davar she'inin miskaven. It's because Behuda holds that davar she'inin miskaven is asa. And Rav in Shabbos Daf Mem Aleph holds like a Shittas Behuda. Therefore, it must be that Rav was not chishish so much to say that maybe he might make a chavola, and therefore was makel by shigigas lav. And by his son, which was a shigigas chenek, he was more machmi, but not because davar she'inin miskaven. And this b'emes shver on the Ran, who explains b'shem ha'tosfos, that the reason why Rav hold, the reason why there's a difference between shigigas chenek and a shigigas lav is because davar she'inin miskaven, which is shver on shittas Rav, because Rav himself holds that davar she'inin miskaven is also. Al Koponim, this is Shittas HaTosfos. At the beginning, Tosfos wanted to say that the reason why we do not have the klal of davar she'inin miskaven is because a shigigas issa, which has a chimah of a skila or of chenek, we do not have the klal of davar she'inin miskaven. Tosfos, in the end, is madchil this pshat, pushes away this pshat, because Shmuel himself holds melacha she'inin tzricha legufa is chayiv, and we still find on Shabbos that Shmuel holds that davar she'inin miskaven is mutter. Now, if we're going to say davar she'inin miskaven is only mutter if the issa is the issa derabonon, over here the issa is the issa derayisa. And you see that davar she'inin miskaven works even in a place where it's a shigigas skila. So says Tosfos a new pshat, that the reason why over here we do not have the heter of davar she'inin miskaven is because over here we're choshish that during the procedure of taking out the thorn, taking out the koitz, maybe the thorn will be nishapich, will turn over and go deeper into the bosa of the yad of the father, and then it's going to be a psikreisha to go and take out the thorn without taking out any blood. The blood's definitely going to come out, and it will be a vadai chabura, and when it's a psikreisha, there's no heter of davar she'inin miskaven. Rebbe Kveger explains, b'ktzara, he explains here in Chidushim, that Tosfos means to say that, of course, we lemaskonas haTosfos, then there is a heter of davar she'inin miskaven, even in the case where it's a shigigas skila. And therefore, on Shabbos, it's muta, even according to Shmuel, because shigigas skila is muta. The only reason why by koitz, there's a issa, is because we chishish that maybe it might turn into a psikreisha, and therefore by psikreisha we do not have the heter davar shein miskaven. Now, since this is a chashash, maybe it might become a psikreisha, but it's not muchach, it's not definite that it will be a psikreisha. Therefore, by shigigas lav, when it's only a shigigas lav, that means someone else to take out the koitz, which is only a shigigas lav, Rav was matir, someone else to take out, and only his son, which was a shigigas skila, there he was machmir, because maybe he might turn into a psikreisha and become awesome. This is shitas hataisis over here. Rabbeinu David, in his chidushim over here, in Pei Gimel Amud Beis, in Pei Dalet Amud Beis, says that the reason why we cannot go and be mad to the person to take out the koitz because eight davar shein miskaven is because be'emes every single maisa, every single procedure of taking out koitz causes a bit of blood to come out b'mokim ha-koitz. This is a chiddush of Rabbeinu David, not like the other Rishonim who hold that by netilas ha-koitz it's not muchach that any blood at all will come out, it's only a sofik. Says Rabbeinu David, no, that every netilas ha-koitz causes some blood to come out b'mokim ha-koitz. And there's definitely going to be a chabura b'mokim ha-koitz. The reason why the Gemara says it's only dil mechovil is because any blood which comes out b'mokim ha-koitz in the place where the koitz is lying, and it's part of the procedure of taking out the koitz, which is muchach for the bit of blood over there to come out, that blood is mutter, that maisa chabura of yitzias hadam is mutter, even according to Rav, and because it's necessary for the maisa of the refuah of the hitzas hakoitz. And any pa'ula, anything which we need to be done for the maisa of netilas hakoitz, for the maisa refuah, even Rav agrees that we're allowed that you can let the son go and do it. The only reason why Rav did not let his son take out the koitz is only because he was chishish that maybe through taking out the koitz, he might make a chabura somewhere else next to the koitz. Next to where the thorn is lying, he might make a different chabura, and over there a bit of blood might come out, which is not necessary for the netilas hakoitz, for taking out the koitz. And since it's not necessary for the maisa refuah, therefore this pa'ula he asked to take out the koitz on Shabbos, normally netilas hakoitz, dil mechovel. Now this works, this is stimmed with what is Mavur in Ramban, Shittas Ramban, which the Beis Yisrael brought down on Peidale Domet Beis, that the Ramban said, the reason why Hakoza Saddam is Mutter is because the Hakoza is the Maisa Refuah itself. But Netilas HaKoitz, the blood which is going to come out, is not the Refuah. Here Rabbeinu David says that even the blood which comes out during the Netilas HaKoitz, if it's muchach that to come out, it's a psikreisha is going to come out, then this blood coming out during the Netilas HaKoitz is muta, just like Hakoza Saddam is going to be muta. And the only reason why you have acid is only because maybe other blood might come out. So says Rabbeinu David the Chiddush, that since through the taking out of the koitz, he knows definitely that some dam is going to be coming out, and he's going to be making a chabura. Therefore, even though he has not got kavona to make a chabura in a different place, but since there's definitely going to become a chabura in the mokim hakoitz, then he cannot be called anymore a davar she'einu miskaven, because the maisa netilas hakoitz is definitely going to cause a chabura, even though the chabura in somewhere else, which we're referring to, that chabura is going to be chayev at netilas, is not muchach to happen, and on that he could become potter l'chayev at einu miskaven. Says the David, no, because since there's zicha vados, there's a definite fact that some blood is going to come out, but mokim hakoitz, therefore he's zicha called a person who's doing a chabura on Shabbos, and therefore he's going to be chayev even on the blood which comes out, and he has from somewhere else, even though that is a davar sheni miskaven, because here he does not have the ptur of davar sheni miskaven. Therefore, the Gemara had to have new pturim, new reasons why the person is allowed to take out the koitz on Shabbos, either because mekalka b'chabura is potter, or because melacha sheni tzricha legufa is potter. This is the shita of Rabbeinu David in the sugya. Tosfos by us in Pehei Amud Aleph de Mamaschev Reb Shimon is marich a bit by shitas on the machlokes by davar sheni miskaven, which Reb Shimon holds is potter and Reb Yehuda holds is chayiv. In the case where it's not psikreisha, says Tosfos that even though we find that Reb Yehuda holds that davar sheni miskaven is osa, this isa is not osa min haTorah. It's only osa min haRabbanon. And Tosfos brings kamarayas to it that the Yehuda's shita of davar sheni miskaven, which is osa, is only osa min haRabbanon. But be'emes, a lot of Rishonim disagree with Tosfos. It's the Ramban and the Ran in Shabbos Daf Ayin Hei Amud Aleph. The Ritva in Yumel Amud Aleph Amud Beis. We find also in the Rashba in Ksubas Hei Amud Beis. they all disagree and they hold that Kunli de Reb Yehuda, Dovah Sheini Miskavin is awesome in Atir. Not just Midar Bonon, Dovah Sheini Miskavin is awesome in Atir. And they ask on Tosfos from a Gemara in Yumel Lamedalid, which is Mashma Mefurish, by Ktitzas HaBaheres, by cutting off the Nega Tzoras, that's Mashma, it's a Isam in Atir. But Be'emes Tosfos writes in a few places, in Krisas Dav Chof Amud Beis, and also in Yumel Lamedalid, that even though he says, even Tosfos holds, that according to Reb Yehuda, Dovah Sheini Miskavin is only also Midar Abonon, but this is only by Shabbos, because by Shabbos there's a Tanayim Leches Machsheves, and even Reb Yehuda agrees that even the Dovah Sheini Miskavin is Chayiv, but still missing in the Meleches Machsheves, therefore it's only also Midar Abonon. But in Kol HaTorah Kulo, where there's no Tanay, there's no condition of Meleches Machsheves, over there, even Tosfos agrees that according to Reb Yehuda, Dovah Sheini Miskavin is also Midar Abonon. And Be'emes, Rashi's shit is also like Tosfos in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Aleph, like Kveg over here is very marich in his Maroch in our Sugya. Rashi's shit in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Aleph from the base is also like Tosfos, that in its Choluk Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kulo, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, it be the whole that Dovah Sheini Miskavin is also min HaTorah, and on Shabbos, it's only also mid Rabbonah. There is another day in Yerushalayim, which is the Shittim Mekubetzes in Ksubas Heimat Beis. He says that even on Shabbos, Reb Yehuda holds it's also min HaTorah, but there's no Chivas Korban. He's mechalek between the chayvas korban and the isem in atir, and he says even though on Shabbos there is an isem in atir, like the other rishonim take on, but a chayvas korban there isn't on Shabbos. That is the shita mekubetzes is a mechudish digadeh. Rebbe Kveige over here in his Mayrocha and Ois Gimel asks a tmir on Tosfos. The shita Tosfos over here is that in isem according to Reb Yehuda holds the Dovah Sheini Miskavin on Shabbos is only also midrabanan. Then how do we explain the Gemara's kasha by us on pei daled on its base that the Gemara asks on Rav? That if Rav asked, Rav did not allow his son to take out the coats from him, then why, because he was choshesh, because Shigigas Issa of Chenek, why is someone allowed to take out coats on Shabbos, Leichush Dilmel Chovil, Vahavilo Shigigas Skile? Asks Rebbe Kveige, that we know that Rav holds in Shabbos, Memalef from its base, like Rebbe Yehuda, who holds Dovah Sheini Miskavin is Osa. And Tosfos says that if you hold Dovah Sheini Miskavin is Osa, then on Shabbos it's only Osa Midarabonon. Therefore, when the Gemara says, Machat Sheliad Little Boys Hakoitz, Leichush de mechovel v'havel lo shigigaskila is very schwer because this shigigaskila is not going to be a shigigaskila deraisa. It's a dovah sheini miskaven, and therefore it's going to be a issa de rabbonon. And the issa de rabbonon, Rav is not going to be machmi. Rav is only machmi by son, which is a shigigaschenek deraisa. But over here, which is a dovah sheini miskaven, it's only going to be issa de rabbonon of shigigaskila. Therefore, what is the Gemara's kasha if on the Gemara's kasha from Shabbos on shittas Rav? Now, even though Tosfos says, Reb Kveige, even though Tosfos explains that according to Reb Shimon, who holds that Dovah Sheini Miskavin is mutter, over here there's no heter of Dovah Sheini Miskavin because we're scared it might turn into a psik reisha. Oh, but Tosfos only had to say that according to Reb Shimon, who holds Dovah Sheini Miskavin is mutter. But according to Reb Yehuda, there's no necessary reason, there's no echocha to go and tell us this chiddush that maybe it might turn into a psik reisha. And therefore, the Gemara could still go and say that according to Rav, Shigigas Chenek is Osa, but on Shabbos, even though it's a Shigigas Skila, there's no tzad that may be alternative psik reisha, and therefore, Shigigas Skila, we're not Cheshish because it only is a Rabbanon. Since Rav himself holds like Reb Yehuda that Dovah Sheini Miskavin is Osa. And Reb Kveige said that this is a Tmiyo Gedoilo on Shittas HaTosfos, and he's very Marich in his Maroche to be Miyash with this Shaila. The Gemara continues on. Pehei Yom Adalef. Boy minei merev sheishes. Ben ma'u shiyas eshliach la'oviv lehakoisoi ulekaleloi. Can a son become a shliach bezdin for his father? If the father is chayiv, can he go and become a shliach bezdin lehakoisoi ulekaleloi? Rashi explains the case of lehakoisoi ulekaleloi im nischayiv ovav nidui or im malkis. That means if he's chayiv malkis, that is the case of lehakoisoi. And if he's chayiv nidui, that is going to be the case of lekaleloi. The kasha is that the only way a ben is chayiv to on the killas oviv, if he's mekalel his father, the Mishnah says in Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph that hamekalel oviv ve'imoy einoy chayiv at shekalelim b'shem. He's only chayiv if he's going to be mekalelim with the name of the Eibshter, with the Shem Hashem. And the mechlokes over there between a mer and a bonon, if he's a kinui, he's also going to be chayiv. But without Shem Hashem or a kinui, he's definitely potter, he's not chayiv on killas oviv. So the kasha is that even if your father is chayv and nidui, but there's no kilelas shame. So why over here is there a shaila of a ben maushias a shliach lekalel oviv in Lekalil Oviv, if the case of Lekalil Oviv v'shliach bezdin is a case of nidui, like Rashi explains, and in a nidui, l'choyer, there's no kilola b'shem, and if there's no kilola b'shem, there's no tzad to be chayif. The Chazanish in Sanhedrin is from Echof, Siv Kotten Zayin, wants to be mechiach from here, that even though the mission over there says that there's only a chiyuv misa on kilolas oviv, only if you're mekalil b'shem or b'kinui, but there's still a issa d'oraisa to be mekalil oviv, even if you're not going to be mekalil b'shem. And therefore, over here, the Gemara's got a shayla, ma'u she'yas ha'shliach l'oviv l'kaliloi, and Rashi explains to her nidu, even though there's no kilolas shem, but there is a issa d'oraisa. And even though, says the Chazanish, that everyone has an issa d'oraisa to go and be mekalil, and the issa of klal is not just on the son any more than the father, than anyone else, and the only difference is that son is chayv misa, and over here, because there's no klal b'shein, the son is not chayv misa, but still there's a chaymer, there's extra stringency on the son, for the son to be mekalil the father is worse off than someone else be mekalil, and therefore the Gemara has got sad to say, which Gemara Taker says in the Maskona, a son is not allowed to become a shlech bezdin lekalil oviv through a nidu, even though there's no shame. The Ochinet also asks the Shaila that there's no shame in a nidu, and he wants to say maybe the Issa, he says maybe the Issa is the reason why there's a problem over here to be menada his father being a shlech bezdin is because he's going to be over on the Issa of or makle oviv imoy, which is Azhar, which is its own Azhar, own Issa, to be Mevaza, his father or his mother, like the Rambam explains in Pekhei of Mamrim. The Ochanah himself says that if not for Rashi, he would say that the reason why the case of the Kaliloi over here is not to become a Shliach Bezdin for Nidui, because Nidui doesn't have a shame. Now, the Shliach Bezdin is to give the Malkus, and normally during the Malkus, the Dayan says, the Dayanim Okir, the Pasha of Hiflo Hashemes Makoizcha Veis Makoizarecha, and the Gemara's Mavua, that this is a real Klola, this is an Olam in Atir, and this is a Klola which is called to him, which is going to tell him during his Malkus, and therefore if a son's going to be Makke, his father in Bezdin, he is going to be Mekalil Oviv, and that is the Shali of the Gemara, Ben Mao Sheyas Shleach Oviv Lekalili. Behemoth, the Meiri already, in the Ktorah Mamish, he already touches on this Shaila, that L'chayr, the Nidui, is not a Nidui B'Shem, and he throws in that we're talking about a case where the person is Menadahim B'Shem Hashem. That means there is a Nidui which the Bezdin can put on a person, B'Shem Hashem, and he says with the Pasuk later on, which Rashi quotes, Yitein Hashem Oisach L'Olav L'Shvua B'Soich Amich. That means there is a Nidui which is B'Shem Hashem, and then it won't be Shver B'Chlav from the Mishnah, Samach Vav Amad Aleph. The Michatz Chinuch says in Mitzvah Memches, Ois Tetzvov, that since the son is not allowed to become a Shliach Bezdin, because there's a Shliach Bezdin is also to be Mekalil or to go Mimaka Oviv, the Ben, the son, is also not allowed to be Mashke, the mother who is a Soiter. If his mother is a Soiter and has to have Ashkoas Hamayim in Bezdin, in the Beis Hamikdosh, the son will not be allowed to be Mashke, his mother who is a Soiter. Because since he has to also say this Pasuk of Yitin Hashem Oisach La'olav Lishvur, which Rashi explains later on is the Klola, he will not be allowed to be Mashke Imoy, who is a Soiter, because he's not allowed to be Mekalil Imoy, even if he's going to be a Shliach Bezdin. Gemara further down the Amid brings a raya to the Shaila where the son could become a Shliach Bezdin. Lahakis Oviv or Lekaliloi says the Gemara Toshema, Hayyotze Lehoye Gubob Benoi Veiko Vekiloi Chayiv. But someone else who came is Potter. The Gemara's Shakle Vitari is, what is the case? Says later on in Sheshes, we're talking about a case of Eimisavim Boilotzis. Ihochi asks the Gemara Achinami, someone else should also be Chayiv. And with the Gemara Achir Gavri Ketilahu, on someone else, he's going to be potter because he's a gavri katila. And the Gemara asks on that from Rav Sheshes' Alocha, which Rav Sheshes himself says that Baishu Yoshe Numeis Chayev. This is Rashi's Girsa, that if he's Baishim when he's sleeping and then he died, he's still Chayev because of Begam Mishpocha, from the Boishas Mishpocha, and therefore you see that he has no Alocha, he has no Alocha of a gavri katila to be potter. In Chedush HaRan, is Marich over here that the Maskonis HaGemara, the Gemara later on comes out that the reason why someone else is potter, if he's make, someone who's yotzei lehori glacha shenigma dinoi, because there's a klal of ba'amcho b'mekuyim sheba'amcho. There's a halacha that you only chayiv only if the person is roi lehiskayim, if he's going to be alive later. But this person is nigma dinoi lehorig, he is oimed to go and be killed. Therefore, there's no issa of hakor and huadin of klola and huadin of hakor, because hakor is hukash liklola, and therefore he's potter. Says the Ran, over there the Gemara does not ask a kasha from Rav Sheshes is Alocha, which says that Baishoy Umeis, he's potter. He's Baishoy Yoshin Umeis, he's Chayiv. The Gemara doesn't ask a kasha that you see in Rav Sheshes that he's Chayiv, even though he's Yotzo Lehorig, even though he's Nigma Dino Lehorig, he's still Chayiv on his Boishes. And even though he's Chayiv on his Boishes, why is he potter in his Akor? Explains the Ran that the Maskonis HaGemara, the whole Petur of Mekuyim Sheba Amcho is only on his Chivas HaKor, or only on the Malkus of being over if he is Makir, this person. But we're not talking about any Tashlumi Momin, because the Maskonis HaGemara, we're talking about HaKor She'im Bo Yishove Pruta. And therefore there's no nidden of any monetary value over here going on that he should go and be Tevea any Tashlumi Momin or any Tashlumi Nezek. And therefore, the whole Shaila is only to be Chayiv Malkus of the Issa of Makkeh, of Makkeh Chaviri, and the Issa of Kilalas Chaviri. And on that, we have Alocha, Gzis HaKosov of Ba'amcho, which tells you, Mikuyim Sheba'amcho, he has to be Roli Iskayim, and not if he's Yitzel Ahorik. But over here, the Gemara over here wanted to patter the person. He wants to say that he's Potter, because he's a Gavri Katila, even though he's Makkeh HaKor, Sheyesh B'Shover Pruta. On this stage of the Gemara, we're talking about Hakor Sheyesh B'Shover Pruta, and he's still Potter because he's a Gavri Katila. Over here, the Gemara asks that you see in Rav Sheshes that this is not the case, because if it will be a Gavri Katila, he's going to be Potter from Boishes also. So it says the Ran that the Maskonis HaGemara, if there would be Hakor Sheyesh B'Shover Pruta, then he's going to be Chayev even in a case where he's Yotzei Lahorig and he's Yotzei Nigma Dinui. The Torah's Chaim in the Sefer also says, Mi'atzmo, he says this Cheshbin, that it depends whether the Ptor is because he's a Gavri Ketila, then it's a Ptor in Tashlumim, and the Gemara says that it's not the case, because we see in Efsheshes that Baishe Yoshin Umeis is Chayiv, and he has no Ga'alocha of Gavri Ketila. And the Maskonis HaGemara, there's no Ptor Tashlumim, and the whole Ptor is only a Gzeis HaKosuv in Akor and Klola only, and therefore in Boishes he's still going to be Chayiv, because Boishes is not learned out of Akor and Klola, and you're calling him out from Akor and Klola to any other Alocha, and therefore even though Nigma Dino, he's still going to be Chayiv in Boishes, like Rav Sheshes says, and there's no Kasher from Rav Sheshes. But the Brisker Rav in the Sefer Chisritzeach, Perik Aleph, is Medaik in the Loshon of the Rambam, in Milchus Mamrim, Perik Hei Alocha Yud Beis. The Rambam says that someone who's Yetzei Lahorig is potter on any chavala which someone does to him. If someone's chuyvul boy is potter. And only in Tashlumi Boishes is chayiv. Says the Briskerov is mashma in the Rambam that this halacha of Gavri Ketila is kayam even the Maskona Sagamora. And even the Maskona we hold that even if there's going to be a kosh, Yesh B'Shover Pruta, he's still potter on all the Dalet Dvorim, on all the four things he's going to be potter. The only thing is going to be chayiv is on boishes, and that's like the Rishonim explained over here, because boishes is because he has a boishes mishpocha, and therefore he's going to be chayiv even though he's a gavri ketila. But every other chiyuv, he's going to be chayiv, even he's going to be potter, even though it's a kosh yish b'shover pruta. And that's why the Rambam only brings down the din of tashlumi boishes. The Brisker Rav over there explains that the din of David gavri ketila we find bein the gabe the aloche, that if someone kills this person who's Yotzei Lahorig, he's going to be potter because he's already nechshav like a dead man, and he's not killing anyone else, he's a Gavri Ketila. He's already someone who's dead, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv if you kill him. And who are then the same halacha applies legabe chavola, if you're going to be chayivul in him, even though it's a kol sheish b'shover pruta, you're also going to be potter because he's a Gavri Ketila. And the Brisker Rav says that this is mavur in the Braisa in Erich in the Vav Amabes, that la'acha shenigma dinoi, the Braisa says, achirim shechov luboi pturim. And the Brisker Rav explains this means even in the case where Achirim or Chivulim or Shavei Pruta, they're still potter from Tashlumim because he's got din of a Gavri Ketila. And the Brisker Rav says that this halacha is not misvore ba'alma, but it's a alfusa in Sifri in Pashas Masei, that we learn out from the pasuk of Lisikhu Koifel and Nefesh Yitzeach, that once it's Nigma Dinoi, there's no Chivas Hariga if you kill him, and there's no Dine Chavola and any Mominus because he's a halacha of a Gavri Ketila. Now this is all not like the Maskon of the Chidush Aran, and like we said, the Teres Chaim and other Achrinim, that they say that the Maskon is HaGemara, the only Ptor we have is only on HaKor and Malkus, but not on any Mominus. And if there's going to be a Chivas Mominus, then he has not got Ptor of Gavri Ketila, because the Maskon is HaGemara, the only Ptor he has is only because Mekuyim Sheba Amcha. But if there's going to be a HaKor Sheyish B'Shover Pruta, it's going to be Chayit HaShlumim, and not like the Biskirov's Medayik in the Loshon of the Rambam. The Gemara continues on, the Gemara asks, that if we're going to be talking about HaKor She'im B'Shover Pruta, The Gemara says that if someone inflicts a wound on someone else, which is Im Bashov Puta, he gets Malkus for the love of Lo Yosef. Even though when it's Hakosh Yish Bashov Puta, he pays, and he has to pay money, and he does not get Malkus, like the Gemara says in Ksubis, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. But if he's Maka Hakosh Im Bashov Puta, then he does get Malkus. Toisvus in the Ramaschli Hikohu asks, how is it possible for someone to get Malkus on the love of Lo Yosef, if this love of Lo Yosef is also a love which tells us that a son is not allowed to hit the father, because this is the Azhara for Ben Sheyake Oviv, even though we have a Makori for the Misa, for Make Oviv Imoy Meis Yumas, but the Azhara for a son to kill a father is the same Azhara as everyone else of Lo Yosef, just because we learn that if everyone else is Chayiv, then he's Zichar Chayiv, like Tosis explains before in the Ramaschal Hobby Benoi, then it comes out that this lav is a lav shenitin l'azhoros misas bezdin. And if it's a lav shenitin l'azhoros misas bezdin, because a son gets killed if he hits his father, sheish b'chabura, then l'chore, this is the same azhora, there should be no malchus on this azhora, so why does someone who hit his friend, a makosh, eimol shavaputa, get malchus? The advaz in his truvus, simen tof tof yud aleph, says that the kasha is not, l'chore is not so shver, because even though the lav of Lo Yosef refers also to the father, but Be'emes, the Ike Lav is going on someone who hits his friend. The Pasuk is talking about Shleach Bezdin, that even though he's allowed to give him Malkus Arboim, he's allowed to give him 40, 39 Malkus, but he's not allowed to be Moisif on his Malkus. And on that, the Pasuk says Lo Yosef, and that Lav is Be'emes not Nitan Lazarus Mitzas Bezdin. So even though we learn that from a Kavul Chaimah, that the father, a son who hits his father, also has this as horror, but since it's only Nilmat from a Kavul Chaimah, and the Iker of Lav is going on someone hitting his friend, it's not called a Lav, Sheish, it's a Nitan Lazarus Mitzas Bezdin. But the Binyan Shleima is Ma'ira, that L'chayah, this Teretz would be totally in how to understand the Kavul Chaimah, which Tosfos says in the Ramaschal Hobi Bnoi. Because Tosfos asks that if it's a Kavul Chaimah, then with Aloch is Eimaz here Minadin. And if it's Eimaz here, we do not have any Azhor, we cannot get Malkus and for Azhor if the Azhor is only from a Kavul Chaimah. And Tosfos explains that it's Be'emes not Kavul Chaimah, it's a Gilui Milsa. We learn out that this Pasuk is a Gilui, that the Pasuk of Lo Yosef is referring also to a son who hits his father. Since it's a Gilui Milsa, then the Ikka Pasuk of Lo Yosef is referring as much to the son hitting the father as much as referring to someone else hitting his friend. And therefore, that Tosfos L'Shitosom asks the Kasha that it should be live a lav shenitin l'azhoros misas bezdin, and does not like the Radvaz answers that the Ikka Pasuk is talking about the son and the father only from a Kavul Chaimah, because Tosfos holds that it's Be'emes not a Kavul Chaimah, it's a Gilui Milsa. Other Teretz to Tosfos' Kasha we find in the Sefer of Sheva HaKoyen, and the Orchine also over here answers the same Teretz, that Tosfos says in Makis, Davdal Domud Beis, that any place where we have a raya from somewhere else that this person is going to be getting Malkus, even though this Azhara is Azhara Shenitein L'Azharas Misas Bezdin, but since we have a raya from the Torah in somewhere else that he does get Malkus, then this is enough of a gilui for us to tell us that on this Lav Shenitein L'Azharas Misas Bezdin, there is Malkus. Because we have a raya from the Torah and from somewhere else that this person is getting Malkus, and therefore he is allowed to get Malkus from this Azhar. Says the Ochanan Sheva Koyen, over here also we have a raya from somewhere else that there's Malkus for this person who is Makke Chaviri. Because we find in the Gemara Ksubas Lamed Beis Lamed Beis that the Gemara over there says that if a person is Makke Chaviri, a Hakor, a wound, Sheyesh Boish Haverpruta, then he has to pay his friend the money, ve'eino loike, he's mishalim ve'eino loike. And says the Gemara, we learn that Salva Pasuk, that even though normally he's loike ve'eino mishalim, over here he's mishalim ve'eino loike. Now, if the halacha would be that someone who hits his friend does not get anywhere in Malkus, because it's a lav shenitin l'azhoros misas bezdin, then over here we would not need a Pasuk to tell us that if he inflicts a wound on his friend, sheish b'shavu puter, he has to pay him money. Of course he has to pay him money. The only chiddush haposuk is because even though he normally should be getting Malkus, the chiddush is over here he's mishalim ve'einu loike. But if there's no Malkus anyway, then of course he has to pay money. So from the fact that we find the posuk which tells us that is Meshalim ve'einu loyke, we have a ray from that pasuk that there is malchus for this lav of Lo Yosef, and therefore even though it's a lav shenitel ashos mitzvos bezdin, over here we have a chocheh from a pasuk in Ksubas Lamed Beis that he does get malchus for this lav, similarly to what Tosfos says in Makkos Daled Amud Beis. Another Teretz Lochineh says is by the pasuk of Lo Yosef, which is the makoyer and the azhora for every person that he's not allowed to go and hit his friend. The pasuk starts off Lo Yosef lakoyse al eile makar abo, and later on it says a loshon pen Yosef lakoyse al eile. The pasuk starts off Lo Yosef and ends pen Yosef. This says twice in the pasuk the words of Lo Yosef. It says Lo Yosef and also pen Yosef. Says Lo Chinel, you can say that even though the first Lo Yosef is going as horror for someone he's not allowed to go and hit his friend, the second pen Yosef is as horror for a son he's not allowed to hit his father. And therefore, if a son hitting his father is from the second pen Yosef, then the first Lo Yosef is not a lav shenitel as horror mitzvos bezdin, and therefore a person can still get malchus for the first Lo Yosef. And then the Sefer Shalmei Toido brings down that it already says this chiddush that there's two psukim of Lo Yosef and Pen Yosef, and the first one is referring to the son, and the first one's referring to someone else, Reuven, to Shimon, and the second one is referring to the father, as it states in Daz Kenim Alatoyer in Pashas Mishpatim, Perik Chof Aleph, Posuk Tesvov. But Be'emes, the Tor himself, when he brings down the din, Yerish Mamalv, when he brings down the Alocha, the Issa Hakor, to someone else, that he's not allowed to go Mimake, the Torah says that the Makoya as horror for someone that he's not allowed to go Mimake, he's not allowed to go and hit his friend, is from Pen Yosef. And he does not quote the beginning of the Pasuk of Lo Yosef, like all the other Rishonim do. And all the Nisakenim over there in the Torah, the Prisha and the Bach, they ask on the Torah, why does the Torah bring down the end of the Pasuk, which is Pen Yosef, and not the beginning of the Pasuk of Lo Yosef? And the Bach explains that the Torah holds that the first Pasuk of Lo Yosef, the Reisha of the Pasuk of Lo Yosef, is referring to the Shleach Bezdin. And from a Shleach Bezdin, we will not learn out to everyone else also. Therefore, the Torah learns from the Pasuk of Pen Yosef, that only from the Pasuk of Pen Yosef in the Sefer Dikra, over there we learn out that a person is not allowed to go and hit his friend. So according to this Cheshbon of the Torah, then the words of Pen Yosef, the Azhara of Pen Yosef, is Be'emes, the Azhara of Odom Lachaviri, and then this Issa is also tell us this is also as horror for a Ben La'aviv, and then it's a Bakshver Tosfos Kasha that L'chir it's a lav shenitel as horror mitzvos bezdin, because this Pen Yosef is also for everyone. But the Rambam and others, they take a being that the pasuk of Lo Yosef, then you can still say like the Aruch Haner that the Issa of Pen Yosef is going on the father, and the Issa of Lo Yosef is going on everyone else. Another teretz we find in Tshuvas Bris Yaakov in Evin Ezer Siman Mem, he says a chiddush diga halacha, that even though we have this halacha of lav shenitel as horis mitzvos bezdin ein loykin olav, this is only applicable in a place where without this as horror, we would not know that this maisa and this pa'ula, this action which a person does, is a dova ha'osa. Without this as horror, we would think that this thing is a dova ha'muta. A person is allowed to hit his friend. Therefore, if any other place where the only way we know that this action is prohibited is only from this as horror, then we have the halacha that lav shenitel as horos mitzvos bezdin ein loykin olav. But any place where we know that he's not allowed to do this maisa, even though it's not as horror, but we know anyway he's not allowed to be doing it, it's prohibited from doing this pa'ula, this action, then there's no halacha of lav shenitel as horos mitzvos bezdin ein loykin olav. Says the Bris Yaakov, over here, the person we know that Reuven is not allowed to hit Shimon, even if there wouldn't be as horror of Lo Yosef or Pen Yosef, because there's Alocha of Yinoas Dvorim, which the Gemara says is a lav of Loisinu Isha Samiso in Bar Mitzia Nun Chesamet Beis. And if even words, a person is not allowed to trap his friend with words, Kol Shekin is not allowed to hit his friend, which is a Kol Shekin from Yinoas Dvorim. And therefore, if Reuven is, we know already that Reuven is not allowed to hit Shimon, and if Reuven is not allowed to hit Shimon from the Issa of Yinoas Dvorim, then we can learn that we want to know already a Issa for this action, then we can already get Malchus for the Azhorah of Pen Yosef, and it is not called the Lav Shenitel in Azhorah Smitzas Bezin. It's a Chiddush of the Bris Yaakov in Evin Ezer Siman Mem. The Gemara continues on later in the Amid. Elo Ache Ein Yitayme Depote, the Oma Krov and Nosi Be'amcho Lusori, Be'oise Maisei Amcho. There's a Loche that the only place where he's Chayiv to be Mekal someone is only Be'oise Maisei Amcho, not by a Rosha. The Gemara asks, Chotinech klole hakor minolon, and answers the Gemara, makshin al hakor liklole. And the Gemara asks, Yehoch b'noi nami, k'dama pinchas b'sha'asa tshuva, hoch nami b'sha'asa tshuva. L'choy l'maskolin sa Gemara comes out, that if the father, or if someone else, anyone who is, does not do tshuva, and he's a Yosha, then there's still a p'tur of oise masi amcha, and he's not chayev on his akor, or on his klola, because he learned akor from klola, and his halach of oise masi amcha, that he's part of. And the only reason why he's chayiv is only if he's also tshuva, then he's going to be a din of hakor and klol, which is also. Tosfos in Yevamos Chof Beis Amud Beis asks that according to this, we have to understand the whole sugis haGemara and the whole shaila, the original shaila of the Gemara of Ben Mao Shias Shliach Bezdin to go and be makeh his father. L'chayiv, we're talking about a father who's a Yosha. He would take the Bezdin are going to be makeh him and are going to be makalel him. So what is the shaila of the Gemara if the son is allowed to become a shliach bezdin le'oviv la'koisu le'kalaloi if there's no issa of hakor and klola to someone who's a yosha who's eino issa masi amcha? Answers Tosfos in Yevamos that over here we're talking about a case where the father has already done tshuva and he's still chayiv malchus for his previous avera, and on this case the Gemara asks, is a ben allowed to be a shliach bezdin le'hakoisu le'oviv le'kalaloi, and the maskot of the Gemara is not allowed to. But Be'emes, if the father still hasn't done tshuva yet, then avada, there's no shaila, a son is allowed to go and be makeh oviv and be mekalel oviv. And that so answers the chiddush Ariyan over here by us, that the whole sugya sagimora is all talking about also tshuva. But if you learn also tshuva, everything is mut. But the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perikei Aloch Yud Beis, Paskins, that even if someone, a father who's loy also tshuva, still is also for the son to become a shliach bezdin lehakos oviv. It's Mefurish in the Rambam that he learns the sugyas HaGemara over here by us, that if he's loy also tshuva, the Rambam says that even though if he's loy also tshuva, he's potter, and if he's make his father, or if he's mekalel his father, he's potter, and he's not chayiv misa, and he's only chayiv misa if the father does tshuva, but it is still also for him to become a shleach bezdin, lehakris oviv, or lekalel oviv. Now this shitta is the same shitta of the Rif and the Rosh in Yevamos, over there in Chof Beis Amud Beis, that they explain the answer to Tosfos, they explain the answer to Tosfos' question in a different way. That Be'emes, we're talking about a case where the father is still a Rosha and he has not done tshuva, and even though we have a halacha of oisei maisei amcha, that a person is only chayev for hitting his father and for mekalel his father only by oisei maisei amcha, the din of oisei maisei amcha is only for the chi of misa. But as hora, he still has the issa to hit his father, even though the father has not yet done tshuva. And therefore, they learn the Shtugis HaGemara over here by Ben Marshiyas Shliach Lehakris Oviv Ul Kaleloi is talking about a case where it's Loy Osa Tshuva. And even the case of Loy Osa Tshuva, even though it's no Chiv Misa, but there's still a Shaila, do you have as, because he does have an Issa, he does have as horror, and the Shaila is, can he become a Shliach Bezdin? Memes, the Vilna Goyen in Shulchan Aruch Rishmem Aleph Sivkot Nvov asks on the Rif and the Rambam, where is there Makori to go and say that the miut of Oisim Masi Amcha is only a miut in the Misa, but there's still an Issa, and there's still an Issa even though he's in Oisim Masi Amcha? The Pasuk of Oisim Masi Amcha does not say by the Misa, it says it by the Azhar. And therefore, why should we say that the miut of Ein Oisim Masi Amcha is only pater him from Misa, but he still has an Issa? The Chazanish also mutches on this shaila that where is the Makor of the Rif and the Rambam, the Chazanish and Sanhedrin, Simin Yutes, Sifkot and Hay, where does the Rif and the Rambam get the Makor to go be Mechalek between the Chiyuv Misa and the Issa, and to say that the whole din of Eino Issa Masi Amcha is only a Ptor Misa, but there's still an Issa? Be'emes, the Bach in Simin Rish Memalef wants to say, he says in Simin Rish Memalef Lemaisa, that the whole din, which the Rambam, with the Rishonim, these Rishonim hold, that even Eino Issa Masi Amcha is also Asa, it's only Issa Midarabonon. Because Be'emes Min HaTorah, there's a halacha of Eino Issa Masi Amcha, and only when he's also Tshuva, then there's Issa of Akor and Klola. But Eino Issa Masi Amcha, he's Nismait, he is not in Nichlal in the parasha, and he does not go Issa Deraisa. And the only Issa he has is only Issa Midarabonon. And Tzachidish to learn this whole Sugis HaGemara is only here a Shaila in the Issa Derabonon. Another Mechudish de Geshita we find in the Yireim in Simon Nuntes, he says that a person who is Mekalel his father, or is Makeh his father, even though his father is a Rosha, he's still Chayiv Chenek, and he's still Chayiv Misa for Klilas Skila for the Klola, and Hakor and Chenek for the Hakor HaSoviv, even though the father is a Rosha. Says the Yireim, because the Mishnah says that a Mamzer is Chayiv on Hakor HaSoviv. A mamzer is chayiv if he goes and hits his father. So you see that father, even though the father's a rosha, he's still chayiv because a mamzer, he married someone who is a issa of chayiv krisis, he's a rosha, and afal pikein, even so, the son who is a mamzer is chayiv if he's make oviv. So you see that the father's chayiv even though he's a rosha. Asks the Birka Yosef in Simur Yishmael Aleph Sikot and Hey that Yireim is a pella because the Gemara in Yivomas Chavveis on Veis asks this question on the Mishnah. How can the Mishnah say that Mamza is Chayiv if he hits his father? We know that Aloch is Eino Yisem Masi Ancho is Potter. And the Gemara with the answers are only talking about a case where the father did tshuva already. So even though he's still a Mamza and he's still suffering from the Aver which the father did previously, but since the father now has done tshuva, he is Chayiv Misa on his akor because he's nichla now in oise masi amcha. But if the father will not do tshuva, then avada is chayiv. He's not chayiv misa because the Gemara says that in oise masi amcha is not chayiv misa. How can you really say that he's chayiv chenek even though the father is a rosha? This is the shvera shita of the Yireim in Siman Nuntes. Now this whole shaila is only a shaila legabe hakor and klola if he's chayiv for hitting his father or for cursing his father. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamre in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph says that a mamzer is also chayiv in the kavod of his father, and even if the father did not yet do tshuva, beis chayiv the mitzvah of kibud av ve'im a mamzer has to be mekhabed his father, even though the father is a rosha. Explains the Ketzer Mishnah that the reason why the Rambam holds that a mamzer is chayiv on the kavod of his father is because the Rambam holds that the miut which we have in our Gemara of Eino Issa Masi Amcha is only a miut on Misa, but he still has an Issa of Akor and Klolim in Atayr. Akoponim, he's got Issa, he has Azhar. And therefore, if he has Issa, and if he has Azhar, even if he didn't do Tshuva, the Rambam learned out from here that Hu Adin is Chayev on the covered of his father. It's a big Chiddush that he's Chayev Bekibud of Aim, even though the father's a Rosha. Not just he's over Issa if he hits his father, but he's also Chayev Bekibud of Aim. But the two on Yeridei Simir Yishmem and Agos Maimin is also on the Rambam and Oizayin, they argue on the Rambam and they hold that a mamza is not chayiv on the covet of his father and there's no kibud av and the two big zirayah from this from a Gemara. And the Achrinim Muchot go and answer the Raya. This is Machlekes that the two holds that a mamza is not chayiv on the covet of his father. Explains the Taz in Simir Yishmem, Sivkot and Yudzayin, that it could be that the two will hold like Shittas HaToisvis and the Ran over here, who they hold that the mute of Eino Yisa Masi Amcho is a total mute, it's a mute excluding him totally from the parsha of Akor and Klola, not just from the Chivas Misa, and he's not even over Issa, and since he's not even over Issa, Hu Adin is not Chayev on Kibud Av Eim. But says the Taz, it's not Muchach, we could say that even the Torah agrees, like the Rosh himself says, that there is a Issa of Eino Yisa Masi Amcho to of Akor and Klola, but the din of Kibud Av Eim, this much, to be mechabed his father when the father is a Rosha, the Torah holds Misvara, and he is derived from a Gemara, that he's not chayiv on covered for his father, even though he has Issa of Akor and Klol. Says the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Memches, Sivkon Tetzvov, that we have now Machlekes in the Gemara, a big Machlekes Rishonim between Tosfos, the Ran, and the other Rishonim, the Rif, Rosh, and the Rambam. If our Gemara of a Ben Mao Shiyas Shliach Lekalil Oviv is talking about a case where the father did tshuva, or when the father did not do tshuva. Tosfos and the Ran hold that in the case where the father has not yet done tshuva, it's muta, and the other Rishonim hold we're talking about a case where the father did not do tshuva. Says the Minchas Chinuch that the Maskonas HaGemara, the Gemara Lamed Beis says, Lakoil in a Ben Nas Shliach Leoviv Lakoisu Lekaliloi, a person is not allowed to be a Shliach Bezdin for his father. Chutz mi Mesis. By Mesis, the Torah says, Loi Sachmoil. Over there, a son is allowed to be a shliach bezdin lehakis oviv ulekalelui. Says Michas Chinuch, according to the Tosfos, we are talking about a father who has already done tshuva. Then even the mesis, which says chutz mi mesis, means even though the mesis has already done tshuva, still alochav loisachmi v'loischase olav, and he is allowed to become a shliach bezdin. But according to the Rambam, who holds that we're talking about a case where the father has not yet done tshuva, then it could be all the Gemara says chutz mi mesis, we're talking about a mesis who has not yet done tshuva. But once the mesis has done tshuva already, maybe even by mesis there'll be a locha of ena ben nas shliach to become a shliach bezin lehakis oviv ulekalelui. But the Michas Chinuch says that the steam as loshon of the Rambam, the Rambam is not mechalek. The Rambam does not differentiate between a mesis, and the Rambam says klar every mesis. The Rambam says every mesis a person can become a shliach. And if the Rambam would hold there's a difference whether the father did tshuva or he hasn't yet done tshuva, the Rambam should have explained that, and the Rambam should have differentiated and said that Mesis is only in the case where he hasn't yet done tshuva, but if he has, then he's not allowed to. So for the Rambam, it's mashma that even in a chatimtza where the father has done tshuva already, afilochi is mutter to become a shliach bezin like Shittas HaTosfos. Mishnah Nomad Beis says, "Amake Oved ve'imoy einichay v'ashiyase mem chabur." Ze choyma b'mekalim b'mamake shamekalel achamisa chayiv v'amake lachamisa potter. Rashi explains that the reason why makel achamisa is potter is because there's no meisa chabur lachamisa, because we need nefesh, we need a chabur, and lachamisa there's no chabur. The Torah Chaim explains that is the lashon of Mishnah of ze choyma b'mekalim b'mamake. Because the reason why there's a chayma of makkah more than mekalel is for the reason which says already in the Reish of the Mishnah that a makkah of ve'imo in chayv ashiyaseh mem chabur, and ze chayma, that is the sibah, that is the cause of the chayma, which is there by mekalel by makkah, because mekalel is lachamisa chayiv, but makkah there's no shayir, it's not shayich to make a chabur lachamisa, and therefore he's potter. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Memches, Sifkot Yudalid, says that even though we know in many places a person who is a treifer has a loch of Gavri Katila, we look at him like he's a dead person, and if you kill him, you're going to be potter. But someone who hits his father, who's a treifer, he's going to be chayef. Because be'emes, someone who hits his father lachamisa is also chayef. The only reason why he's potter is only because there's no mitzias of a nefesh of a chabur lachamisa. But on a treifer, it's still shayech to make a chabur. He's still alive. And since he's still alive and he can make a chabura, we don't care that he's looked like a dead person, because his father, if he's dead, he's also chayiv, if it would be shaykh to make a chabura. So here we have a case of a father who's got a din of a mace, who oimed lomus, he's about to die, but he's still, because we can make a chabura in him, he's going to be chayiv. Says the Michas Chinuch HaChidush, that Maki Oviv is a treifer, is going to be chayiv. And as Zeish Teiduch also, the same thing says the Beis Ephraim, Nichas Treifers, Kuntras Arayis, Similam Tess. But Be'emes, there's a gusa in the Gemara Chulin Yudalef from its base. The Rishonim have in Sefer Truma and the Modcha over there in Remes Tavshish Lamed Hey. They have a Mfusha Gemara Chulin which says Leichush Dima Aviv Treifer. Every time when someone hits his father, maybe his father is a treifer. And the Gemara says the only reason why we know that the father's not a treifer is only because we go after Yoiv and we say that Yoiv tells us he's not a treifer. You see, Klaw, in this gusa in the Gemara, that the halacha of Makeh Ovi Ve'imoy is not by Treifa, and not like the Minchas Chinuch. The Hatzvi in the Zahorius and the Minchas Chinuch is Medayik, so also in the Lashon of Ramban, in the beginning of Makis, that even by Makeh Ovi Ve'imoy, he's going to be potter if he's Makeh Ovi who is a Treifa. The Chuvis in Riyah Asad, Maria Asad in Yoridea Simon Pei, Memes asks that Lachir the Svar of Minchas Chinuch is right, that Lachir Makeh Ovi Treifa should be Chayev, and he wants to be Madchik the girsa in Chulin Yud Aleph from the base, like the Rishonim have this girsa, and he says it's a Tosef in the Gemara, and the Gemara says Dilma Lav Ovivhu. The reason why we need the Roiv is like our girsa in the Gemara, because maybe it's not his father. But if we know it's his father, then even though the father's a treifer, he's still going to be chayiv, like the Michas Chinuch says. The Sholei Meshiv Madur Kamech Elegimus Mereishut Ches also takes on Bipshitas that our Oviv treifer is going to be potter and not like the Michas Chinuch. And Lachir is also as a mavur in Aflor in Ksubas Tesvav and Mudbeis, not like the Minchas Chinuch. There's a big machlek zachrini whether someone who's Makeh Ovi Treifa, is he going to be Chayev or not? The Gemara later on begins on machlek is Reb Yashia and Reb Yonason. Reb Yashia holds that we need a pasuk to tell us that if someone is Mekalel, curses his father or his mother separately, is Chayev. Because the pasuk of Oviv Ve'imoy, we only know if he curses them both. How do we know if he curses Oviv or Imoy? Tamiloima Oviv Imoy Kileil, Oviv Kileil, Imoy Kileil. Reb Kvegi writes that according to Reb Yashia, we have to say, even though by Hakor also we have the pasuk of Make Oviv Ve'imoy Mois Yumos, how do we know if someone is Make Oviv only or Imoy only? How do we know it's Chayev? We have to say that Reb Yashia holds like the Tan of our Mishnah that Makshin on Hakor Liklola. We learn out of Hekesh, Hakor te Klola, and just like by Klola, Yechayev, even on the father itself, and the mother herself, who are din, the same halacha applies by Hakor, you're going to be Chayev on the father himself and the mother herself. Reb Kvega asks, on the whole Gemara that we have a man that holds Makshin on Hakor le Klola, why do we not say that we should use this Hekesh to tell us that Hakor has a Chiva Skila? Just like we find by Klola, he's Chayev Skila. Who are din by Hakor, he should be Chayev Skila. And nowhere do we find that by Hakor, We know Moisuma stamisa bechenek and akol is chenek. If makshina akol iklala, why do we not use this hekesh to say that he's chayv also misa of skila, which is a misa chamura and b'kvege blaiz b'tzorich in godl on this question on the whole gemara if you hold makshina on akol iklala.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.